USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian weakened to a Category 1 hurricane late Wednesday, but officials say it remains a dangerous storm as high waters begin to recede in some areas. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is heading towards Florida's northeast Atlantic coast and was still capable of catastrophic storm surge winds and flooding. Roughly 2.5 million homes are without power in the state this hour. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis updates the storm surge.
In some areas, we think it's hit 12 feet. Now, it is our meteorologist's view that the storm surge has likely peaked and will likely be less in the coming hours than it has been up to this point. But we know that this has been a big storm, and it's done a lot of damage as it is.
The DEA announced it has confiscated more than 36 million lethal doses of the drug fentanyl in multiple states over a five-month period. The drug busts were part of the DEA's One Pill Can Kill initiative. An election worker in western Michigan has been charged with two felonies after inserting a flash drive into a computer during an election in August. It's reported to have happened in a precinct in Gaines Township in Kent County. James Donald Hochbohr faces 9 years in prison. The leaks from the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines detected Tuesday were the result of a deliberate act. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, said in a statement Wednesday. While Borrell did not name a culprit, he added that safety and environmental concerns are of the utmost priority. In baseball, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run of the season on Wednesday night, tying the longtime American League record set by Roger Maris in 1961. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
The school shooting took place Wednesday at a cluster of schools in Oakland, California. Tony Maruso has the latest.
Police in Oakland, California are actively searching for a suspect involved in a shooting at a school Wednesday that left 6 people wounded. 2 of the victims are in critical but stable condition. It happened on a campus that houses 4 different schools, including a high school and a middle school. All of the victims are adults and are affiliated with the campus. When Assistant Chief Officer Darren Allison says when officers arrived on scene, they immediately began making entry into the school.
They began looking for any suspects, any victims, attending to victims, while at the same time escorting students and staff out of harm's way.
Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up her 4-day trip to Asia with a stop Thursday at the DMZ, dividing the Korean Peninsula. The Vice President reaffirmed U.S. commitment to the security of its Asian allies in the face of an increasingly aggressive North Korea. A 1,200-year-old shipwreck was found off the shore of Israel, located with cargo from all over the Mediterranean. The merchant ship, made from fir and walnut trees and carrying containers of delights from far-off lands, sank in the shallow waters of what today is the Israeli coast community of Ma'agan Mikail. Rapper Coolio reportedly had a heart attack and died at a friend's home in Los Angeles, California on Wednesday. He was 59. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.